This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
These.
Pick up football. Go football.
Are the Michael K. Show.
It's football.
Pro picks.
I've been watching it for 40 years. 40.
Well, the Pro Picks brought to you by BetMGM Sports. So it has come down to this. 4 points separate first from last. Peter leads with an unbelievable finish to the season. He's 2 points ahead of Don. And I'm 2 points behind Don. I'm in last place. The only reason I'm within striking distance of climbing out of the cellar is that I went 2-0 on championship weekend. Peter and Don, 0-2. I do not have a chance to catch Peter because the pick is worth just 3 points. I have a chance to catch Don. Don has a chance to catch Peter. Peter cannot lose. He cannot finish last. So there you have it. It's laid out. Since I went 2-0, I'll go first. Peter and Don were both 0-2. Peter leads. He'll go second. Don will go third. I have agonized over this pick. Because let's be honest, not only am I picking the game the way I think it's going to be, but I've got to be strategic and try to wonder which way Don is leading. Because, yeah, the truest sense of the word is you make your pick and you make your pick and whatever happens, happens. But I've got to catch Don. I cannot pick the same game as Don. I can't. And the game has been close enough where I can vacillate back and forth, which is redundant, that I could actually make a case for either side. That being said, the spread is Kansas City 3 points over the Buccaneers. My pick, because of Kansas City's ravaged offensive line, the Buccaneers have a stout defensive front and a great defensive coordinator who can stunt Patrick Mahomes into some mistakes. I'm going to take the Tampa Bay Bucs with the GOAT that he'll get his seventh Super Bowl title. I'll take the 3 points. I'll take Tampa Bay. That's my big game pick. Peter.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Wow. Wow, wow, wee, wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be big decision time for Don. I've gone back and forth, but I seem to always rest in the same place. The reason I would pick Tampa Bay is simply don't doubt the GOAT. And that's a valid reason. Anyone saying, I'm not going to doubt this guy, I'm just going with Brady. Winning two in a row, that's so hard for the Chiefs. That's all valid. This is a team that has not covered the spread basically all year long, but that's when they were dealing with monster spreads. This is a reasonable 3 points. This is the best team in football. And as we've said throughout the week, only one of these teams could win by blowout, and that team is the Kansas City Chiefs. So rather than hold my breath with the GOAT and see if he has a miracle, I'm going to go with the better football team, and that's the Kansas City Chiefs giving 3 points.
Respectable pick.
Well, I kind of had a feeling Michael was going to go with the Bucs, and I knew Peter was going with the Chiefs. So strategically, it would have made sense for me to just go with the Bucs, lock in Michael for last place. But I sent my pick in, and I want the Buccaneers to win. I'm an NFC guy. They've got JPP. They got Bruce Arians. I enjoy Todd Bowles. He was here in New York. He wasn't a great head coach, but he's a good defensive coordinator. But I don't want to be Fugazi again. I'm just going to go with what my gut tells me, and my gut tells me the Chiefs. I understand what Michael's saying about the Buccaneers' defense. I've respected them all week. I just think there's just too many weapons on this Kansas City team. You know, when the Giants were able to get to Brady, he was a stationary target, right? So just put pressure on Brady and you can get the upset. It's not just about putting pressure on Mahomes. He can just dump it off the hill and then Hill can make things happen. He doesn't need a lot of time. Plus, he can burn you if you don't get to him because of his speed. And Peter's right. A lot of these non-covers were because they were ridiculously high favorites because of how good they were for most of the year. It's three. And I think the Buccaneers will hang, but when points are needed, we saw it against Buffalo. Let's not forget, that's a good Buffalo team. They just couldn't get an answer. And then the more you fall behind, the more you start getting crazy, and the more the Chiefs take advantage of it. So to me, this is not really about Brady versus Mahomes. It's Mahomes versus the Buccaneer defense. And I just think that they'll answer a lot of questions, but not all of them. So well, I'm going to bow out on a chance to win a championship
Peter,
here, Peter.
Don't say anything yet.
But I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
Well, with Don going with the Chiefs and Peter going with the Chiefs, there's only one thing to say about Peter in 2020-2021.
I'm a champion twice, baby. Twice in 1 week. The comeback is... Thank you. It was the comeback of all comebacks. I believe 18-9 over the last 27 games. Thank you, guys. It's been an honor and a pleasure. Never, ever doubt me. Ever in your life. Because I'm always capable of a comeback. Also, more importantly, Incarcerated Bob will take his perfect record in the playoffs and in the big game on Sunday go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, my.
That's right. Incarcerated Bob has the Bucs plus three, and he says he's going to finish the year 6-0 in the playoffs.
Nice.
Wow. I gotta be honest here. You know, I love Bob. I love Don and Peter's pick. Part of my pick was strategy.
See, I can't
and
do
I think that.
That
if it was,
I'm kicking myself.
If it was 3.5, right, I think Don might have taken Tampa Bay. I think that hook might have done it.
Well, I'm just a weirdo. Because I don't know what it is about me that I cannot pick against who I think is going to cover. Because I knew you were going with the Buccaneers. That's why you were like making up this 3.5 that didn't exist.
I didn't print that in a fake post today. But yeah, it would have been nice to have the hook. But if it's a push, it's a push, and I finish last, and I wear Eagle paraphernalia.
No, but I'm just saying that I knew that you would pick the Bucs.
Well, you know what? Then I understand, but don't you want to win the championship?
Right, and that's what I'm saying. So the easy thing would have been to just pick the Bucs. I would have locked in. I'm done. You're dead last, and I would have been able to go after Peter. But that's not what I believe.
But here's what I felt the same way as you felt, but I don't have this overwhelming, you know, sickening conviction that the Chiefs are going to run away with it. So I could actually talk myself into the Bucs. And now that
what does it matter anyway? What you did was the right thing to do. I'm saying I should have done what the right thing is to do, but for me, that wasn't my pick.
But you would have been done no matter what. You had a pick that was going to cost you one way.
Yeah, but if he had picked Kansas City, he's home free.
If I picked the Bucs, I would have been home free.
Yeah, if he picks the Bucs, he's home free, and he could beat you. I'm finishing last no matter what, so he took the one pick.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think
that
about that.
That can impact him.
But it's what I think.
But can impact him for a championship.
But nobody knows that. I could have totally made up on the air, oh, I love the Buccaneers. And it is close. But
and for those that don't know, we gave Andrew the picks individually, so we could not have changed. So even if
but he
Don
had a hunch.
Wanted to change, Andrew
No, but I knew he was going to go with the Bucs. I didn't know for a fact, but I was just like, but I just committed to myself. I'm not going to play mind games. I'm just going to go with my heart.
What a week this has been. Those are the pro picks brought to you by BetMGM Sports. Place your parlays, props, and futures bets at the King of Sportsbooks. Get the app today, and if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. They've helped the lives of many and continue to be just a phone call or click away. 800-GAMBLER. Support. Treatment. Hope. Now,
what a phenomenal day this is.
What a phenomenal week.
Yes.
Because on Sunday night, and that's when the week starts, Peter became the 24/7 champion of the WWE.
That's right.
On Monday's show, he lost the title.
It wasn't as good.
Yeah. To R-Truth.
Yeah, I did.
I don't think that's ever happened on a sports talk show where a title changed hands in the history of radio.
I don't know.
Wonder why Barrett Sports Media has voted us the number one afternoon drive show in major markets in the entire country.
It's a great point.
But because of that, and then on a podcast, because Peter, I think, is contractually obligated to be on every single podcast that exists. And on a podcast with Ariel Helwani, he took a shot at the MMA fighter Michael Chandler.
It wasn't even a shot. It was a criticism.
Okay, that's a shot in some people's vernacular.
Yeah, morons.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, he took a shot at Chandler saying that, I'm paraphrasing, that his promo that he made for himself wasn't up to the level of a big-time wrestler. Chandler said, this isn't going away, Rosenberg Radio. This is on Twitter. At Ron Killings.
This. No, he tweeted the other day. He tweeted me the other day and said
something. Right.
Okay.
What did he tweet?
Oh, my God.
Oh, this isn't going away, Rosenberg. This is today. This isn't going away, Rosenberg Radio. Ron Killings isn't the only one who can pop up while you're working. Head on a swivel. Hashtag 24/7. Pop up while you're working. Does this guy know where you live, Peter?
Well, no. I would certainly presume not. Hold on. I'm confused, though, Michael, because I think you're reading the wrong tweet. He tweeted the other. He didn't say anything about popping up at my job. He said 24/7, head on a swivel. He tweeted again?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I hope this guy's not a real-life lunatic.
I wonder if he's going to pop up on ENN.
Excuse me? Well, that would be a real letdown when it comes to my doormen, by the way. Lawsuit, if that happens.
Well, knowing you, you probably weren't very generous at Christmas. So
I'm very generous. Very generous at Christmas. And I'll tell you right now, if someone gets into my apartment during this ENN, if it happens twice in 1 week, there is a lawsuit happening.
And Bear's not going to do anything.
No.
He can't deal with Chandler.
Although if Chandler gets near my dog ever, he's dead.
So when this boxer rings the bell, it'll sound like Chandler, bing. I'm here all week. Anyway, when we
come
back.
Wow, that was bad.
Thank you. It's a dad joke, right?
Something.
Yeah. Anyway, when we come back, ENN. We'll see what happens on ENN. A big Super Bowl 55 ENN coming up right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.